Hello and welcome to Landward, readings of place and season, with this special edition from the Landward Poetry Project, inviting poems from all over Wisconsin. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading a poem by Kurt Meine of Sauk City, Wisconsin. Where do you feel most connected to the land? How would you answer if someone asked you the question that is the title of that poem? Where do you feel most connected to the land? Would it be one place, or would it be many? Here is how poet Kurt Meine gives his answer to, where do you feel most connected to the land? Let's say that front stoop of the cabin that no longer exists, where you might gaze up and down the river without hindrance, watch time move, follow mergansers and beaver plying cold water, keeping watch on that one tall pine reflected and darkening as dusk comes on and wisps of mists flow down and out from the hill over mayflies emergent, then slurped from below by furtive and hungry rainbows rising. Let's say that Chicago lakeshore, where waves lap against riprap and freshwater molecules still circulate 15,000 years after the glaciers retreat, holding memories of ancient ice and lost Ciscos tainted with mammoth blood, rippling with chants of shamans and earnest missionary prayer, patiently shaping the shore against rising spires of wealth, labor, industry, and reverberating blues. Let's say all those little prairies, scattered tatters of the ancient blanket, remnants of the regnant vegetation, pathetic but proud keepers of the seed bank, overlooked vaults of deepest wealth, makers of soil, the 400 grasses and sedges and flowering forbs, most especially making the Midwest home in October, when their mellow bronze stalks and awns are backlit and burnished by autumnal sun. Let's say that one wide basin of Sonoran desert, range resting between distant ridges, cranes crossing overhead from playa to field, slopes punctuated by exclamations of saguaro, silence, and space too great to ever be lastingly or finally divided, cooled under Geronimo's long shadow, warmed by chorus echoes of evening campfire corridos, their vastness filled by invocations of patient, determined elders. Let's say this very driftless bluff, only one of thousands carved by time and water to hold watch over valleys and eroded bits of their own sandstone bodies below. Her thin veil of soil held in place by bluestem and dropseed root, bearing her springtime crown of bright shooting star, affording a height from which to measure all things from horizon to horizon, from prehistoric to prospect, from me to we. Let's say every kindred place where one lands. Let's say every point of contact where one may pause to feel flow and flower, memory and silence, and take measure of oneself and this particular moment for the very sake of connection. Let's say that anywhere can and must do, from the garden's fall-withered sunflower to the portal of the rising sun to the furthest ends of the enduring earth? The answer is here. You have been listening to a poem by Kurt Meine from Sauk City, Wisconsin. Where do you feel most connected to the land? This poetry is brought to you from the Landward Poetry Project with the support of Community Radio WDRT and the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets, celebrating reading, writing, and fostering poetry. More information at wfop.org. Many thanks to volunteer and poet Isaiah Yanish for his help in producing this program. This is Katherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. You can find more of my work at katherineyoungwriter.com. Podcasts of this recording will be available at wdrt.org.